感谢神啊、我们在今天主日清晨，我们继续来思想神的话语。
Praise the Lord in the morning of the Lord's Day. Let's continue to think about the Word of God.
然后大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来，我们先请大家起立。
All stand up.
我们一起来看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音十章第三节到第五节。
Let's read the book of John, chapter 10, verse 3 to 5.
约翰福音十章三节起，看门的就给他开门，羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来，既放出自己的羊来。就在前头走，羊也跟着他，因为认得他的声音。羊不跟着牲人，因为不认得他的声音，必要逃跑。好，感谢神，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you.
愿圣灵来到我们的心里，让我们能够听到神的声音。
May the Holy Spirit come into our heart so that we can hear the voice of God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 大家请坐。
Please be seated.
常常就是有人就问我哈，就说你怎么可以听到神的声音？
Often people ask me that how could you hear the voice of God?
你总在说，哎呀，神对我说，神对我说，你怎么可能听到神对你说话呢？怎么可能呢？你到底怎么可以听到神对你说话
？I always say that God speak to me, God spoke to me, and how could you hear the voice of God？
就是经常问问题的亲近是见不到的朋友啊。
Only those gospel friends ask me this question.
事实上，有很多基督徒有时候，也常常问我，就是有这样的困惑。你总说，哎呀，去祷告，哎呀，神会，告诉你，我祷告啊，但是怎么可能听到神的声音？我就听不到啊。
And some Christians even have this confusion. They ask me that, you ask me to pray, and God would tell me, then how could you hear that it's God's voice?
我说你祷告啊！我祷告，神就对我说话呀！你祷告。
And I would tell him that you pray, and God will tell you.
然后他就说，这就完全就没有办法，他话没有办法进行。他说，我怎么可能听到神对我说话呢
？But how can hear that God speak to me? How does it happen? The conversation cannot go on.
然后我们今天所读到的约翰福音十章，我们刚刚所读到的经文，其实就让我们看到哈，这个羊就听得见牧人的话。
The scriptures we just read from the book of John chapter 10 told us that the sheep could hear the voice of his shepherd.
这个牧人一叫，他的羊就出来了。
And when the shepherd called, and the sheep come out.
然后呢，这个陌生人叫，羊就不出来。
And when a stranger called, and the sheep would not follow him.
我们一起来看一个很有意思的一个小视频啊。我觉得第一个声音是哪个？
No, the ship near side is very nice.
The shout with great surprise, and it's so amazing.
然后我看这个小视频的时候，我觉得很有意思啊。羊都正在思考。
And when I watched the video, it was interesting to me. And all the sheep was eating the grass.
但是一听到就闻好多都吃了，好闻。
As soon as they heard the voice of the shepherd, they stopped eating and went to the shepherd. My daughter was eating a delicious ice cream and I told her to come to me. A lot of times I couldn't ask she just would come to me. She says, no, please wait, I will finish this ice cream first. Isn't that amazing that when those sheep were eating the grass and when they heard the voice of the shepherd and they gathered around the shepherd? A lot of times God was calling us.But most of the time we were too busy. We were not willing to give up the things we're doing. We're not willing to come back to God. And we cannot figure out what is important and what is not important.And the grass before me is very important. I have to finish eating and I have eaten. The shepherd can wait for me. Most of the time, we are like this.
And then they ask, how can you hear God's voice?
A lot of people ask me, how could it be possible that you hear the voice of God? And from the words of Jesus, and we know that Jesus was giving us a parable that the sheep hear the voice of the shepherd.
当我们来思想，我为什么听到上帝的声音？其实我们要先来思想，不是羊吗
？Well, think about the reason why we couldn't hear the voice of God. Let's first think about whether we are sheep.
我是上帝的羊吗
？Am I a sheep of God?
哎，如果我不是羊，那我当然听不见牧人的声音了。
If I'm not a sheep, of course I will not be able to hear the voice of my shepherd.
如果我不是上帝的羊，那我就当然知道上帝的声音了。
I'm not a sheep of God, of course I cannot be able to hear the voice of God.
首先我们要知道，耶稣在这里所说的羊啊，这是绵羊，因为我们从上下文，从福音书里看到，绵羊，上帝常常用这些温顺的绵羊来比喻，来形容神的儿女，神的百姓。
And of course, we know that Jesus was talking about the sheep, and the Bible always used sheep to describe the children of God. They are gentle and obedient. Not goats.
因为耶稣谈到末日审判的时候，那些山羊那是要灭亡的，绵羊是要永生的。
And when Jesus was talking about the final judgment, he talks about those goats will go to destruction and the sheep will have eternal life.
所以耶稣在这里所说羊听见牧人声音，就是指的那些温顺的绵羊。
So when Jesus was talking about the sheep could hear the voice of God, he was referring to those gentle sheep.
然后我们要知道，耶稣这里所说的听啊，是听从。
And when Jesus was talk about the word here is referring to obey.
就是那个羊，它听得见牧人的声音，它也听得见生人的声音、陌生人的声音，对不对？它都听得到。
And the sheep could hear the voice of the shepherd, and they also could hear the voice of those strangers.
但是它只对这个牧人的声音做出反应，跑到牧人那里去。陌生人的声音，他听到，他离开，他跑掉。
But they only responded to the voice of the shepherd, but they would not follow the sounds of those strangers.
所以这里所说的听，不仅仅是听到，而是包括你听到之后，你要跟从。听，耶稣在这里说的听是听从。
So when Jesus talk about hearing, he's not just talking about hear or heard, but he was talking about hear and obey.
所以你如果听见了，但是你不跟从，那跟没听一样的了，那跟听不到是一样的了。
And you hear and you do not follow, and that's equals something like you didn't hear at all.
所以两个事情我们要先说一下啊，耶稣在这里说的是温顺的绵羊。
So I have to point out these two things. First of all, that Jesus was talking about gentle sheep.
然后耶稣所说的听，事实上是指的听从。
And this hearing, refers to hear and obey.
那今天有很多人就问，哎呀，我怎么听不到上帝的声音？
So when a lot of people ask, why couldn't I hear the voice of God?
其实我们首先要问自己，我是羊吗？
So we should first ask us a question. Are we a sheep?
不是，我愿意成为一只羊吗？
Or am I willing to be a sheep?
愿意成为一只小绵羊吗？
Am I willing to be a little lamb?
最近这段时间，我常常听到有人说一个词啊，就是这个prey and predator。
And recently, I always hear people say the prey and predator.
就是这个猎物和捕猎者，或者猎食者。
Prey or predator。
今天很多人提到这样的事，你经常听啊，因为现在发生一些事情啊，很多很多枪击啊，就是哎，这世界上就两种人嘛，一个就是猎物嘛，一个就是捕猎者嘛。
So a lot of things happened recently, and especially those shootings, and the people will say there are two kinds of people in this world. One is prey, and the other is the predator.
你愿意成为哪种呢？
Which one do you want to be?
绵羊是哪种？
Which one does the sheep belong?
绵羊是猎物，对不对？
Sheep is, of course, a prey.
羊没有丝毫能力反抗。
The sheep has no ability to fight back.
羊就是温顺。
Sheep are gentle.
牧人一呼唤他，他就去，草都不吃了，他就赶紧往牧人里跑了。
As long as the shepherd called on him and stop eating and run back to the shepherd.
你要是一只狼，你呼唤他。
You are a wolf, and you call him.
Come to bite you.
And they will come to bite you.
啊，以前我有一个我认得的一个牧者啊，他在教会讲道的时候。
And I know a minister, and he when he was preaching in the church.
下面有一个啊，有一个年轻人听到牧师讲道，越听越生气啊，牧师又在说我。
And the young man was sitting in the church, and when he heard of what the minister was preaching, and he was getting very angry because he thought the preacher was talking about him.
那年轻人骑着摩托车来的，所以他手身边就是摩托车头盔。
And the young man came with his motorcycle, so on beside him there was a helmet.
当时抓紧摩托车的头盔，上去把牧师打头破血流。
And he just grabbed the helmet and beat the minister and to blood.
让你说。
Why are you talking about me? And why are you talking about me?
我们今天愿意成为羊，还是愿意成为一个这样的狼？
Today, am I willing to be a sheep or a wolf like that? Today, we ask God why God didn't speak to us, and we should ask us the question, how are you sheep? Are you really willing to be a sheep of God?
今天有时候我们在想，哎呀，我们欣赏、我们崇拜的人都是什么样的人
？Today, when we think about what kind of people we admire or adore,
成功人士、赢家，这个 winner，
those successful men, those winners，
没有人去欣赏那些 loser。
No one would admire those losers.
哇，赢家通吃，哇，他厉害。
Those winners are very successful.
啊，那些任人宰割，小绵羊任人宰割。
But those sheep, they are ready to be trapped by others.
今天很多人常常听到这样的词，对不对？
Today we often hear words like prey, predator.
但是我们不管这个世界怎么说哈、啊，但是有时候说你为什么听不到神的声音？其实我不愿意当羊啊。
Regardless of what the world is talking about, and we say that, are you willing to be a sheep of God?
其实羊是绵羊是非常温顺的一个动物。
And we know that sheep are very gentle animal, and some people call it with low abilities.
就是眼睛近视啊，所以它自己基本上是没有办法独立生存的。
They are nearsighted, so they cannot live by themselves.
它需要有人带。
They need to be led by others.
然后它也没有什么抵抗这个野兽的能力，需要有人保护。
And they had no ability to fight against those predators, so they need someone to take care of and protect them.
然后呢，就是需要有人喂养，也就是有人要把它带到有草的地方去，它因为它看不了太远了。
Someone has to feed them and to lead them to the grass that they can see.
那圣经常常用这样的绵羊来形容神的百姓。
But the Bible often used sheep to describe the people of God.
所以有时候啊，有一些慕道友啊，我给他传福音，然后说，哎，你去祷告啊，神会对你说话。然后他就说，哎呀，怎么可能上帝对人说话？
So sometimes I told some gospel friends and pray, and God will speak to you, and they will have this confusion. How could God speak to me?
我帮你劝他，你说要做羊吗？
And I encourage him that first you have to be a sheep.
柔和，善良
，and be gentle and obedient.
然后你知道，你能力有限，你看到的有限。
And you know that you have limited abilities, and what you know is also very limited.
你越是这样，你越是看自己是羊，你越容易听到神对你说话。
The more more you see yourself as a sheep, and you, the more possible that you could hear the voice of God.
那么对牧道的朋友，就是你要做羊，但已经是基督徒，已经信主的，还要做羊吗？
And for gospel friends, they need to be a sheep. And for Christians, are they still need the, to be a sheep?
然后我们都知道哈，当耶稣从死里复活，耶稣找到彼得，三次问彼得：“你爱我吗？你爱我吗？”你
And we know that when Jesus was resurrected from death, and he found Peter and asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?"
然后彼得就隐藏的回复：“我爱，我爱。”
And Peter repeatedly answered Jesus, I love you, Lord.
然后耶稣又对彼得下达命令，你喂养我的小羊，你牧养我的羊。
Then Jesus gave Peter this order and feed my lambs.
所以彼得就被认为是教会的第一个领袖，就是人领袖。
And Peter was regarded as the first leader of the church.
那么，但是很显然了，就是教会在上帝眼中看依然是羊，对不对
？So obviously, this from here we can see the church is a sheep in the eyes of God.
对，神要让他的仆人彼得去喂养，去牧养。
So when Lord Jesus asked Peter, his servant Peter, to feed and take care of his sheep.
那么神让彼得去喂养、去牧养，是不是天天给教会都做饭吃呢？
Did Jesus ask Peter to feed the lamb? Does it mean that he has to cook every day for the church?
当然不是这个意思啊。
Of course not.
因为耶稣在世上的时候，耶稣也不是天天这样做，给门徒做饭吃，是不是？
Because when Jesus was on the earth, and he was not cooking for those disciples every day.
耶稣给人供应的是从天上来生命的粮。
And Jesus was providing the heavenly life, the bread of life from heaven.
耶稣神话。
That's the word of God.
耶稣神的道。
The word of God.
所以上帝让彼得，你天天喂养我的羊，耶稣让我的羊供应什么？供应神的话，神的道。
When Jesus was asking Peter to feed his lamb, and he was asked Peter to provide the lamb with the word of God.
同样也指出，教会的一个实际光景，教会是一样。
And actually, it's talking about the actual situation of the church, that the church is the sheep.
所以在马太福音章第三节第六节，主耶稣说：“虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。”
And in Matthew chapter 5, 3 and 6, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled.
一只羊它是这样看自己的。
The sheep sees himself like this.
他说我无能，我无力，我需要有人带领，需要有人供应，需要有人喂养。
I'm incapable and I have no ability, so I need someone to feed me and take care of
me. 对，但是今天很多时候，我们基督徒看见，主耶稣对彼得说的那番话，很多人就会认为，我是彼得。
But a lot of Christians, when they read the words that Jesus spoke to Peter, and they naturally tell themselves as Peter.
很少有人认为，哎呀，我是羊的。
Few of them will think that they are the sheep.
很少有人认为，哎呀，我需要有人带领的。
Few of them will think that they need to be led.
圣经谁不知道？我是你读的。
Who doesn't know about the Bible? I have read the Bible many times.
我不需要有人教啊，我可以教别人啊。
I do not need someone to teach me. I can teach others.
每个人其实呢，就是有很多基督徒看到神对彼得说的话，自然就明白我是彼得，我是彼得。
So a lot of Christians when they read the words that Jesus spoke to Peter, naturally thought of themselves as Peter.
很少有人把自己想成是教会的羊。
A few of them will think of themselves as a sheep of the God's church.
我们都知道这个世界上有一句话哈，不想成为将军的士兵不是好士兵。
And we know that the world has a saying that a general, a soldier who doesn't want to be a general is not a good soldier.
我们有没有听过耶稣讲这样的话？你不想，当领袖的基督徒，你不是好基督徒。
Have they heard Jesus say words like this? A Christian who doesn't want to be a leader is not a good Christian. Did Jesus say that? What did Jesus say? But do not exalt yourself. Be humble.
Peter,
let's not only say that how God rising man used him greatly, but we also should see that Jesus also greatly disciplined Peter.
彼得以前是一个非常自以为是的人，对不对？
Peter was a very self-righteous man before.
彼得以前是一个自己的意志非常强的人，他是直接拦着耶稣说：“这事办不灵到你身上了。”
And Peter was a man of strong will, and he was one who stopped Jesus and said, "This thing will not happen to you."
他连耶稣都要管。
And he would even want to control Jesus.
然后彼得经历了一个最惨痛的一个失败，三次不认主。
So Peter has fell to a very bad failure that he denied the Lord three times.
刚刚说我就是跟耶稣去死都可以。
And just now he said that I could even die with Jesus.
但是很快，三次不敢认主。
But very soon that he denied the Lord three times.
圣经就把这个记下来。
The Bible recorded that.
历史历代读圣经的人都知道，彼得是一个曾经何等软弱、何等无能的人。
So generations of Christians, generations of people who read the Bible and knew that Peter was such a weak body.
历史历代只要读圣经的人都知道，彼得曾经多么的自以为是，多么的骄傲，多么的好像自己了不起。
And the generations of people who read the Bible knew that Peter was such a one, such a self-righteous man. But actually, what kind of people is Peter?
最软弱的人，最没有信心的人。
But he is a man, he is a very weak man with no faith.
经历了这样的一次失败之后，彼得就完全改变了。
When Peter experienced that failure, he was greatly changed.
完全成了不一样的彼得。
He was transformed to be a totally different man.
神就把自己的教会托付给这么一个人。
So God entrusted His church to such a man.
很多时候，我们都想成为教会领袖的彼得。
And a lot of times we want to be like Peter, to be the leader of the church. But few people will think about what Peter had experienced before. Do you want to experience the things?
上帝让一个很顽固、很自我意志强烈的彼得，后来真正的变成一只羊了。
God has transformed Peter with stubborn Peter and with strong will to your ship.
上帝只用这只羊，全部养其他的羊，上帝其他的。
And God used this ship to take care of the other ship.
今天我们来试想，哎呀，为什么我听到神的声音就总要试想？首先我要做神的羊，然后我要做羊。
Today we will think about why we couldn't hear the voice of God. First, we have to think about whether we are the sheep of God.
羊最大特点它就是顺服啊。
And the most distinguished characteristics of a sheep is obedience.
然后圣经形容耶稣基督的受难，就是用羊来做比喻。
When the Bible describes the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ, then he was using the verb of the sheep.
羊带到被宰杀之地。被羊被剪要毛被杀，他都居然不反抗，一声都不说。
And when the lamb was taken to the slaughter, and he was not fighting back, and he kept silent.
我小时候没有看过杀羊。
And when I was little, I have never saw someone slaughter a lamb.
我看见杀鸡。
but I have ever seen someone slaughter a pig.
啊，那个时候是在中国大陆的农村啊，不像现在现代化的屠宰场啊啥。
We moved in the countryside in China.
啊，那屠杀太厉害了。
And the pig was fighting back.
啊，那能够杀猪的人，哇，太那屠杀太厉害。这个猪反抗那太厉害了，很难杀掉它。
The pig was fighting back greatly, and it's hard to kill the pig.
羊不是。
But the sheep was not like that.
羊就是你要杀它的时候，它都不反抗。
And the sheep, the lamb was like, even if you was about to slaughter him, he would not fight back.
然后你打他一下，哎，算了。
And if you beat him, he will not take it seriously.
他不会回头咬你一口。
And he will not come to bite you.
所以神说，神用杖、用杆来带领他的羊。
So God said he was leading his sheep with staff and rod.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
羊不挨打的。
Was the sheep beaten?
因为羊近视，对不对？它经常容易走偏，走偏不能走大的。
Because the sheep are nearsighted and they always go astray, so what will the shepherd do? And so the shepherd was using the long staff to step on the sheep and to come back. So the staff and the rod, sometimes they would use it to fight against enemies, and sometimes they would just tap the sheep to let them to go back to its rod.
羊不是这样啊，羊，你掐我一下，我咬你一口，羊不是这样。
But the sheep was not like that. If you bit me or tap on me, and I will bite you. No, it was not like that.
羊被杀了。
Even it was to be slaughtered, and he kept silent.
神用这样的一个被造物羊来形容神的百姓。
So、God was using this such a creature sheep to describe the people of God.
神的儿子自己在世界上就是。
And the Son of God Himself was like a lamb on the earth.
那么耶稣也谈到羊的另外一个重要的特点，就是专一，非常专一。
Jesus was also talking about another characteristic of the sheep, is this wholeheartedness.
其他的声音怎么叫或者模仿，那个羊都不做反应或者是远离。
Whatever other voices or the imitations of the voices of the shepherd, and they make no response to them.
羊只听一个声音。
The sheep only hear this one voice.
就他不认识。
Of his shepherd.
我以前还不知道，这是刚才那个小视频啊，就是让我看，我知道大家没有看，那没有关系啊。但是那个小视频就是牧人叫羊的时候，羊不是没有吃的，没有喝，不是的，羊的那里有吃有喝，很好的。但是牧人一叫，它居然都不吃了，都往牧人这里跑。
And I didn't notice one thing, but from the video, I plan to show you, but it doesn't matter. In that video, I saw that when the shepherd called on those sheep, and the sheep has something to eat, they were eating, but when the shepherd called them, they stopped eating and come back to the sheep shepherd.
其他人怎么叫，用同样的这个声音都没有用，他只是一种声音，而这种声音临到的时候，他连草都不吃，他就去。
But however hard other people were trying to call the sheep with those kind of voices, and the sheep made no response, but when the shepherd called them, then they immediately followed. So that is another characteristic of the sheep. That's what Jesus is talking about here, it's wholeheartedness.
对羊嘛，不是一句老话说的，一句话老话，有奶便是粮那种。
So the sheep was not like the things we usually talk about. As long as you have the milk, I'll call you.
你给他好处，他就跟你走哎。
As long as you have benefits, and I will follow you.
羊不是这样的。
The sheep are not like that.
羊只认一个声音。
The sheep only recognize that one voice.
啊，当然羊需要牧人带领啊，羊也容易偏激，因为很静止。但是呢，它一旦认准了牧人的声音，它有分辨，然后它只跟这个声音走。
But of course, the sheep will have to be led by a shepherd because they are nearsighted and they are likely to go astray. But once they recognize the voice of the shepherd, then he follows the shepherd, only the shepherd.
啊，人们常常说啊，为什么听到神的声音？首先说，你要先成为神的羊。
And if someone asks why you couldn't hear the voice of God, we have to say that you should first before be a lamb of God.
然后呢，听到听也意味着好话也听，坏话也听，这个叫听。
You hear means that you hear good words or bad words.
啊，如果只听好听的、坏听的、不好听的，我不想听，那不叫听。
And if you only want to hear good words and not those bad words, that's not called hear.
然后，牧人叫我去吃草，我就去。
When the shepherd asked me to eat the grass, and I will go.
牧人如果我正在吃草，牧人叫我，我就不理他。
But if I'm eating the grass, and when the shepherd calls, and I will make no response.
那这也不是听。
That's not hear.
那么，要听从就是专一，你就听。
Here in a way that's also wholeheartedness.
然后说到为什么有人能够听见神对他说话呢？我就想到这个一些很著名的基督徒他们的一些信仰经历。
And when I talk about why some people could hear the voice of God, it reminds me of some experiences of some very famous ministers.
奥古斯丁。啊，我知道他是一个伟大的基督徒神学家。
And Augustine is a very famous Christian and theologian.
然后他写的这个《忏悔录》是公认的，就是影响世界最深远的一本自传。
And the book, the Confession of St. Augustine, is the most influential autobiography in human history.
所以，奥古斯丁写他的自传呢，他的名字是《忏悔录》。
And Augustine, when he was writing his autobiography, he named it the Confessions.
那么这个词呢，当然在这个拉丁原文里面呢，一方面可以指就是来到神的面前认罪忏悔的含义。
And the word in Latin, the original language Latin, first, on the one hand, it could refer to confess of sins.
那另外一方面呢，也可以有又包含啊，又包含自己的这个信仰的一个宣告啊，对神的一个认信，认识的认，信靠的信的一种表述。
On the other hand, it could also refer to a confession of your faith toward God.
那么在这个忏悔录里面呢，最重要的一个主题呢，就是奥古斯丁大量的篇幅讲他自己的罪。
And in this book, the Confessions, and the very important topic, and Augustine has spent a lot of his writing part on the topic sin.
没有对自己罪的这种认识和痛恨，也就不可能有真正的忏悔。
Without knowledge and hatred towards your own sin, there will be no real confession.
你没有真正的忏悔，你不可能认识到神在十字架上向你彰显出来的爱。
And without confession, and you will not be able to know the love that God has exemplified on the cross.
一个真正为自己的罪痛悔忏悔的人，他才能认识到神的爱，他也才能爱上帝。
And only if someone confessed his sin, toward God, and he could know the love of God, and he could only love God.
很多人都会说啊，我信主以前我是多么多么不好，多么多么不好。
And a lot of people will say that I was so bad and so wicked before I know Jesus.
但是没有人，或者说几乎没有人，像奥古斯丁这样真正的真诚的来讲他自己曾经是多么一个败坏的罪人。
But very few people would confess his sins and will claim that how wicked he was, like Augustine.
我们很多时候基本上就是说啊，我以前信主之前，我这个不好那个不好，我们都是避重就轻，对不对
？A lot of people would say that we are not good before we believe in Jesus. We just talk about those lightly things, ignoring those heavy sins.
真正把自己的这个内心，把自己这种灵魂里面的一些污秽、黑暗的东西、隐藏的东西全部打开给人家看，给神看。
And when you truly expose those most wicked, the most evil things in your heart to the public,
没有人，很少人。
Very, very few people do that.
奥古斯丁他是这样的。
奥古斯丁 did that。
奥古斯丁信他自己的罪，他说他自己以前就是败坏到什么地步呢？他听到其他的那些花花公子们谈论他们的如何的淫乱，如何这个污秽的那种生活，他说哇，我真的是羡慕。
And he after seeing examining his own sins, and he talked about that when all those other playboys were boasting about their wicked lives, and he said that he admired them.
他说：“哇，我想成为像他们那样的人，我不仅仅是为了放纵自己的欲望，我不仅仅是。”当他真正认识到自己的罪，他感到非常非常的痛苦，非常非常的痛苦。
When he really confessed his sins, he was in great agony.
他说：“我怎么会堕落、污秽、败坏到如此一个可怕的地步
？”He said, "How could I be wicked and corrupted like?"
在白昼，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色淫荡，不可增进嫉妒，总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。当奥古斯丁读到这句话的时候，奥古斯丁就说：“我当时我心里的愁苦，我心里的阴影，一切当时就。”消散了，一道光就进到我的心里。
And when Augustine was reading these verses, he said that a light came into my heart and all my gloominess and all my sorrows has gone away.
我不再绝望, 我不再忧伤, 我知道我当怎样行。
I was no longer desperate and sorrowful. I know what I should do.
奥古斯丁他知道, 神通过那个小孩子对他说话。
And St. Augustine knew that God was speaking to him through that child.
奥古斯丁听见上帝对他说话。
And Augustine heard the voice of God.
上帝用一个孩子的声音对他说话，拿起来读，拿起来读。
And God was speaking to him through a voice of a child, take and read, take and read.
这是一个人听见神对他说话的一个例子，我又看想到司布真，他真正的重生得救，他自己的经历，司布真自己写下来。
That's one example of man's when a man hear the voice of God, and it also reminds me of the conversion experience of Charles Spurgeon.
那么，斯布登在他16岁的时候，他自己做见证，他说：“我真正的经历了重生。”
At the age of 16, Charles Spurgeon said he made a testimony, said he really experienced the true conversion.
好，他写下他的见证，他说：“我从小啊，我在儿童的时候，我就知道自己是一个罪人。”
And he wrote his testimony that when I was a child, I knew that I was a sinner.
我当时甚至认为我是人类当中第一个最应该被咒诅的人。
And at that time, I even saw that I was the first one to be cursed in human history.
虽然我那个时候没有犯什么公开的大罪，但是因为呢，我从小受过很好的这种教育。
Although that I didn't make commit serious sins in public because I was well educated from my childhood.
我们知道他是出生于一个牧师家庭啊。We
know he was born in a pastor's family.
但是我居然发现我内心仍然充满各种各样的这种污秽啊、罪恶的东西、黑暗的东西在我的内心。But
I found out that in my heart there was full of all kinds of sinful thoughts.
所以我的罪就比别人更重，因为我本来我。 上帝给我很好的教导，借着我的家庭给我很好的教导，是不是？但是我居然内心还是这个样子，所以斯布真就认为，我比所有的人的罪更重。So
he saw that his sins is more serious than all the others because he was well educated and has received such a good education. He still had a lot of sinful thoughts in his mind, so he thought that he was more sinful than other people.
所以呢，他说我当时十分厌倦这个世界，我想早一点赶紧死算了。He
said that I hated the world very much, and I thought I would rather leave the world sooner.
但是其实最主要就是他很恨他自己啊，我这样一个罪人。
He hated himself.
但是后来我又一想，我死了以后还有一个更可怕的世界等着我。Then
he thought that. There will be a more terrible world to wait for him if he die.
那我怎么可能就这个样子来见我的造物主、我的审判主、上帝呢？
And how could I face my Creator, Lord, like this?
我们知道他所指的那个更可怕的世界就指地狱哈。
Of course, we know that he was referring the more terrible world to be the hell.
所以那个时候16岁的这个斯布真呐，非常的痛苦，为他自己的罪非常非常的痛苦，看不到出路，看不到希望。So
the 16-year-old Spurgeon was very desperate about himself, and he saw his own sin, and he was very he was in great agony.
后来，在1850年的1月6号，是一个终身难忘的日子。
And on January the 6th, 1850, it was a day that he could not forget.
他说那天呢，风雪太大了，我没有办法去到平时的教会，我就在路边随便找了个教会，我就进去了。主日的时候。There
was a great snowstorm on that day that he could not reach the church he usually go to for worship, so he just went into a small church on the roadside.
然后那个小教会呢，大概里面只有12个人，几个人坐在里面。
There was about just a dozen of people sitting in that small church.
然后那一天呢，这个小教会他的传道人因为风雪太大也没有来。
And the minister of that church didn't show up because of the snowstorm.
那他坐在那里，传道人又不来。
And because the minister didn't come.
而最后呢，就是有一个这个瘦瘦的一个人走上去，然后这个人一看就是很普通啊，就是要么就是一个鞋匠，要么就是一个裁缝。
And then a very thin looking man come into the pulpit, and he seems to be a shoemaker or a tailor.
然后他打开圣经。
And he opened the Bible.
啊，他就读到这个以赛亚书。45章22节。
And he read the book of Isaiah, chapter 45, verse 22.
他说：“地极的人都当仰望我，就必得救，因为我是神，再没有别神。”
Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I'm God and there is no other.
就这一节经文。
Just this one verse.
然后这个鞋匠就对会众说。仰望神，仰望神，然后就举起手，就拼命的呼喊。
And the shoemaker would just call the congregation, and he said, "Look unto God, look unto God." And he cried out. He lifted up his hands and cried.
仰望他，因为他已经从死里复啊，因为他已经十字架上受死，并且埋葬。
And look unto him, or he is dead and.Buried.
仰望他，因为他已经复活，已经升到天上。
Look unto him, he is risen.
仰望他
and ascended to heaven.
他现在已经坐在父神的右边。
Look unto him, he is sitting at the Father's right hand.
啊，所以这个鞋匠就这样举着手，不停的喊，不停的喊。然后这个鞋匠突然停下来，就眼睛就盯着这个16岁的司布真。
So the shoemaker lifted up his hands and shouted like that, "Look unto him!" And then he stopped and looked at Spurgeon.
然后就对他说：“少年人，你在黑暗中，你在痛苦中。”
And he said, "Young man, you are in darkness. You are in misery."
斯布真当时就震惊了。
And Spurgeon was amazed.
因为斯布真平常去的教会不是这样的。
Because the church he usually goes was not like that style.
然后。这个时候，这个鞋匠就对着司布真就大声的喊，就是仰望他，仰望他，仰望他。
So the shoemaker cried out to Spurgeon that look unto him, look unto him.
这时候司布真就说：“我当时，我突然，我心里的那种黑暗、绝望、愁苦全都没有，我当时就是欢呼跳跃，当场就跳起来。”
And Spurgeon testified that at that moment, all his desperation, all his darkness and sorrows has vanished away, and he was lived with great joy.
啊，我就记得一个字，就是望望望。
He only remembered that word, look, look, look.
他说，我就仰望耶稣，然后我说，他就说，我要一直仰望到永远永远，哪怕以后到天上，我一直在仰望耶稣。
So he said that he just looked unto Jesus until that someday he was in heaven and he was just looking up to Jesus forever.
后来司布真说，就那天晚上，他经历了他从来没有经历过的喜悦、释放。
And that Jesus, Spurgeon testified that on that night he has experienced the jubilance and the joy and the release that he never experienced.
他说他是不是就说他就是那天晚上真正的才重生了，才知道什么是真正的在基督里成为新人。
And he said that on that moment he was truly converted to Christ and he knew that what is a new being in Christ.
后来回忆到这个时刻呢，是不是就写下这样的几句话。
And on that moment, Spurgeon wrote several words.
从知罪的桶中榨出来的酒何等的甘美。
Precious is that wine which is pressed in the one vat of conviction.
从悔改的矿里挖出来的金何等的纯净。
Pure is that gold which is dug from the mines of repentance.
从这个艰困的这个 盐窟里取出来的啊珍珠何等的光辉。
And bright are those pearls which are found in the caverns of deep distress.
他说哇我得到了最美好的酒我得到了最纯净的金子我得到了最美好的珍珠。
He said that he has obtained the most beautiful wine and the most precious gold and the most precious pearl.
从哪里得到呢？从知醉的这个酒桶里榨出来的。
Where he did he get those things from the wine vat of conviction?
从这个悔改里的矿里挖出来。
From the mines of repentance.
啊，从这个。艰困的岩窟里或者就是那种压力绝望黑暗的时刻得到的。
From the caverns of deep, deep stress or from those desperate and dark times.
所以在这里其实我们可以看见上帝用一个鞋匠对斯布珍讲话。
So here we can see that God was speaking to Spurgeon, through a shoemaker.
上帝用一个小孩子对奥古斯丁讲话。
God was speaking to Augustine through a child.
所以奥古斯丁和斯布珍他们这样的人他们就总能听见神对他们讲话。
So Augustine and Spurgeon, they could always hear the voice of God.
是不是他们有什么特别的地方呢?
Is there any special about them?
没有什么特别的地方。
Nothing special.
他们有一个共同的地方。
But they have something in common.
他们认自己的罪他们看自己是罪人。
They acknowledge their sins and they see themselves as a sinner.
我们今天说哇，我们怎么样才能听到上帝的声音？
Today, when we ask how could we hear the voice of God?
首先我们要问，我愿不愿意成为上帝的羊？
First of all, we should ask ourselves, am I willing to be a sheep of God?
然后说啊，我们说啊，我愿意，我愿意。但我怎样成为上帝的羊呢？
But if you say you are willing to be a sheep of God, how could you be a sheep of God?
从认罪悔改开始。
From confessing your sin and repent.
你真正看到自己的罪，你真正看到自己的无知、自己的无能、自己的败坏，你才可以真正的成为一个虚心的人，成为一个饥渴慕义的人。
And when you truly see yourself as a sinner, as a someone with no ability, with ignorance, with corruptness, and you see, you can truly confess and know that you are the sheep of God.
有些朋友可能会说，哎呀，冯浩弟兄啊，你天天这么多年了，每天就是这，认罪悔改啊，舍己，每天你每次讲到你就是这些。
And some people may say that, Brother Barnabas, you have been talking about those confession and repent all the time. Every time you have been talking about all those things.
为什么要这样呢?
Why?
因为我今天看到大家的喜乐太少了。
Because I didn't see a lot of joy among you.
你天天让我们认罪，我哪里高兴得起来?
But you say that every day you ask me to confess my sin and repent, how can I be joyful?
奥古斯丁怎么高兴得起来?
How could Augustine become joyful?
斯布珍怎么高兴得起来?
How could Spurgeon become jubilant?
彼得后来他怎么能够兴起来为耶稣来牧养耶稣的教会，牧养基督的教会。
And how could Peter later rise up and feed and take care of the church of God?
真正让人可以喜乐，可以欢呼，可以得自由释放，可以有力量，到底是什么？
And what is the strength that could make people become joyful?
从你真正的认罪悔改开始。
From you, when you start confessing your sin and repent.
所以大家不要看错，就是哎呀，我天天认罪认罪，我好愁苦。那你没有真正的认罪。
Do not think that mistakenly that if you confess your sins and you will not be joyful.
你要真正的认罪，你会非常的喜乐。
If you truly confess your sins, and you will be very, you will be full of great joy.
啊，我以前碰到过这样的弟兄姊妹。
I have met brothers and sisters like this.
有时候啊。
我讲完道以后，有弟兄姊妹就说，哎呀，高兴得不得了，哎呀，就是蹦蹦，就很高兴来到我这里。
And I heard brothers and sisters said to me that when they heard my sermons and they were full of great joy.
哎呦，冯涛弟兄，你又在说我，对不对？
And they would say to me, Brother Barnabas, were you talking about me again?
我一听吓一跳，我就找我算账吗？
And I was a little afraid because I think that he will rebuke me.
但看他那样就不像。
But it doesn't seem like that.
真是感谢神啊，我一直不知道我有这个问题，你这样一说，哇，我真的感谢神，我释放了，我知道我应该怎样去来走我下面的路。
And he said that I really don't know that I have this problem. I don't know that I have this problem. But once you talk about it, and I realize this problem, I know how to go on the path before me.
后来他说这个话，我倒震惊了，因为我压根没想到他。然后后来他这样想，我也很好啊。
I was surprised because when I talk about those things, I was not referring to him, but I think it's also good.
感谢神啊，神一直怜悯我，就是没有碰到有人拿这个摩托车头盔打我，到现在还没有碰到。
And thank God that God had mercy on me that I have never met someone to hit me with his helmet.
可能是我信心还不够哈。
Maybe I do not have that great faith.
所以很多人就说，哎呀，天天舍己，天天十字架，天天认罪悔改，真的是好痛苦。
And some people will say that it's so miserable that you confess your sins every day and you deny yourself and take up your cross every day. That's miserable.
其实啊，你越这样想啊，你真的还没有开始真正的认罪悔改。
But the more you think like this,Actually, it shows that you have not started to truly repent and confess your sins.
你这些话不会刺痛你，这些话会让你喜悦的。
Those words of confession will not pierce you, but make you joyful.
那么我们知道，马丁路德把他的95条钉在这个威斯敦教堂的大门上，就宣告宗教改革的开始，500多年前。
And we know that about 500 years ago, Martin Luther has posted his 95 theses on the door of the castle church in Wittenberg and to proclaim the beginning of the religious reformation.
第一条是什么?
Do you know what's the first point?
第一条就是,当我们主耶稣基督说你们应当悔改的时候,他是说信徒一生应当悔改。
The first one is when our Lord and Master Jesus Christ said, repent, he willed the entire life of believers to be one of repentance.
认罪悔改不是让人经历痛苦的事情。
Confess and repent is not a miserable thing for people.
认罪悔改是真正让人可以开始尝到一点从天上来的喜乐。
And confessing your sins and repentance is just a beginning of a taste of a heavenly joy.
我们最后一起来读一处圣经的经文。我们请大家起立，我们一起来读。
Finally, let's stand up and read a scripture from the Bible.
启示录的三章14-22节。
Revelation chapter 3:14-24.
启示录三章十四节起，你们要写信给老底嘉教会的使者说，那位阿门的，为诚信而真实见证的。在神创造万物之上为元首的说，我知道你的行为，你不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，也不知道啊，你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛， 使你能看见。凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。看哪，我在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我就进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一样。圣灵像众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
愿圣灵将我们从我们心中的黑暗，我们心中罪的捆绑当中释放出来。
May the Holy Spirit release us from our darkness in our heart.
让我们真正的能够尝到从天上来的喜乐。
So that we could truly taste the heavenly joy.
愿圣灵借着神的话语进入到我们的心，拿去我们心中的顽梗。
And may the Holy Spirit come into our hearts through the word of God to take away the stubbornness in our heart.
拿去我们心中的骄傲。
To take away the pride in our heart.
照亮我们心中一切隐而未现的罪，一切黑暗的地方。
To light all those things that hasn't been revealed, all those darkness, calmness in our heart.
让每个人真正的能够坦然无惧，来到我们的父神面前，我们来认罪，我们承认我们自己罪人的本相。
So that we can fearlessly come to the Father to confess our sins and to confess our true self as a sinner.
只有这样我们才能够看见神在十字架上向我们彰显出来上帝对罪人的爱。
So that we can truly see the love that God has showed on the cross to the sinners.
我们才能够真正的来认识神，也才能够爱神。
And so that we can truly know God and love God.
求圣灵在我们的心里，让我们能够真正的成为上帝的羊。
May Holy Spirit work in our hearts so that we could be the true sheep of God.
让我们每一天都能够经历神，都能够听见神的声音。
So that every day we can experience God and hear His voice.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
好，大家请坐。
Please be seated.